It's so easy to say please and jazakallah or thank you, yet some people just don't seem to bother. The fact that some folk are rude and ungrateful, all they think about is themselves. Others never learn to basic etiquette and are oblivious to the way they should behave with people. And then there are those who have adopted bad habits and don't even realize how they come across to others. While you may be thinking that saying please and thank you or jazakallah is mere niceties, but failing to do so can have a more significant impact than you think. People are turned off from people who are rude or ungrateful. And it costs nothing to say please and thank you. But forgetting these magical words can cost you everything. People will not want to do anything or help you or assist you or be around you. Because when you make the effort to do small things well, you're much more likely to do the big things well. That's because taking pride in what you do is habit-forming, and it spills over to other areas of our lives. On the other hand, when you neglect small things, you are likely to develop other poor habits. Being polite is one of the easiest and most effective ways to become a nicer person. It shows others that you are appreciative of them and their help or their efforts. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the epitome of courtesy, and he displayed gratitude to the highest level. On one occasion, Sayyid Aisha radiallahu anha says that there was a person who sought permission to come into the home of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before allowing him in, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam commented and said that Bi'sa akhul qawm, that this is not a good person. Nevertheless, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed him in. And when he came in, and while he was with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him full courtesy. And then when he left, Sayyid Aisha said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, you didn't think well of this man, but you treated him so well." And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that inna min asharrin nasi man ittaqahu an-nasu li sharrihi, that person is a bad person in the sight of Allah who does not behave courteously, and people shun his company because of his bad manners. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very grateful. He displayed gratitude, and he advised us in this regard. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yashkurullaha man la yashkurun nas." He has not thanked Allah who has not thanked people. "Inna ashkara an-nasi lillahi ta'ala ashkuruhum lin-nas." The most appreciative person is the one who displays the most gratitude to others. So gratitude to Allah is hinged on showing gratitude to fellow humans. We are told in a narration which is found in Abu Dawud, which is narrated by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sana'a ilaykum ma'rufan," anyone displays an act of kindness towards you, then fakafi'uhu, recompense him. "Fa illam tajidu," and if you do not have the means, "ma tukafi'unahu fad'ullaha lahu," then continue making dua for that person until you feel you have compensated the person. And another narration, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Say to the person who has been kind to you, jazakallahu khayran. And if you did that, faqad ablagha fi thana, then indeed you have praised and you have recompensed the benefactor satisfactorily." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us in this particular manner, and he also showed us how to be grateful to those around us. On one occasion, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering a sermon, and in the sermon he said, "Inna amanna an-nas alayya fi suhbati wa mali Abu Bakr." The person who favored me the most with his property and company is Abu Bakr. "Law kuntu muttaqidan khalilan min ummati lattakhadhtu Abu Bakr." If I was to take a khalil from mankind, I would have certainly taken Abu Bakr. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam acknowledged Sayyidina Abu Bakr in this manner. So this was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam displaying his gratitude for favor that was displayed to him. So regardless of whether you are interacting with a waiter at a restaurant, your boss, a security guard, or a billionaire, never underestimate the power of being polite by remembering to say please and thank you. And the most unique thing is that it is impossible to say please and thank you too much. As long as you're sincere in your gratitude, there is no such phenomena as being too courteous.